Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. So Kyle Busch cruises to Xfinity win at Kentucky Speedway last night. Busch led 185 laps and caught a huge break before surviving a final restart to win last night's 300-mile Xfinity race series for his first victory on the mile-and-a-half trioval since 2004. The defending Sprint Cup champion needed overtime to get a win in his number 18 Toyota, with the race going one circuit past his scheduled 200 lap after a late caution. Busch then outdueled Joe Gibbs' racing teammate Daniel Suarez and Austin Dillon with a three-wide restart and went on to win by 4.55 seconds. I tell you, Austin Dillon had a great restart on that. I don't know how he came from third. Basically, went around Suarez and other than a side draft move that put Kyle Busch back in front, was a pretty amazing move. Busch defended from a late mistake by Eric Jones. He passed Busch for the lead after a lap 174 restart just before the fourth yellow, but he inadvertently shut off his car and failed to third as a penalty, failing to keep with the pace car. Dillon was second in the Chevy, with Suarez third in the Toyota, Jones fourth in the Toyota. A night after the Camping World Truck Series became the series winning his outfit, the Xfinity career wins leader earned his fifth victory and ninth top 10 for the season. So in Xfinity, your points leader, Eric Jones, with two victory, Daniel Suarez, Elliott Sadler, Ty Dillon, and Brendan Gaughan round out your top five in the Xfinity series. Penske's 100th career win came last Sunday when Paul Tracy completed a three-race winning streak at Gateway International Raceway early in the 1997 kart season. That's right, 1997. It brought Penske's tally of IndyCar race wins to 99. Commemorative hats for the team's impending 100th win were hastily commissioned. The Penske hospitality crew carried those black hats emblazoned with red 100 logo around the country for the next 3 years. Roger Penske's flagship team endured the longest winless period since the team's formation in 1968. The hats finally escaped captivity May 27, 2000, when Jill DeFerrin earned his historic 100th IndyCar win at Nazareth Speedway. Team Penske broke out a batch of identically 100 hats Saturday at Daytona International Speedway after Brad Keselowski earned the man they call the captain his 100th victory in NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The hats didn't have to sit around as long because Joey Logano had scored win number 99 at Michigan International Speedway, their home track, just 3 weeks before. Even though Penske's first IndyCar and NASCAR wins came within the space of 2 years, 1971 and 1972, it took much longer to reach the century mark in stock car competition. The IndyCar team now has amassed 183 wins, including six this season, split between Simon Pagenaud, Will Power, and Juan Pablo Montoya. Penske's front-runner status in IndyCar series has given success to much more difficult in NASCAR. That's why it took so much satisfaction in Keselowski's win at Daytona. The four wins split between Keselowski, which has three, and Logano has one. Penske is enjoying a strong campaign during his 50th anniversary season. Carl Haas, an important figure in American sports Motorsports for nearly 50 years, died on June 29th at the age of 86. I don't know if you remember him. What a character. He was famous for chopping a huge cigar that he rarely lit. Haas built a business in North America, distributor of Lola cars and Hewland gearboxes in the 60s and 70s, and branched into a racing team ownership in the early 70s. After dominating the Sports Park Club of America's Formula 5000 and Can-Am Championships, Haas joins forces with actor and rival Can-Am team owner Paul Newman to form Newman Haas Racing in 1983 with driver Mario Andretti. Newman Haas Racing immediately developed into one of the top teams in CART, IndyCar Series, and expanded to run two cars in 1989 when Andretti's son Michael joined the team. The Andretti's combined to score 57 of the team's 107 race wins, a total that ranks second only to Penske's 183, and each won a CART championship during their time at Newman Haas Racing. Newman Haas won a total of 8 IndyCar championships with drivers including, I mean, check out these names, Nigel Mansell, Cristiano D'Amata, and Sebastian Bourdais. I think Bourdais went on, he won like 3 in a row or something. The team competed in the Verizon IndyCar Series through the end of 2011. In 1985 and 86, Haas was the last American Formula One team owner prior to Gene Haas, which is no relation, that started this year. Carl Haas also served as chairman of the board for SCCA and was presented with the Wolf Barno Award in 2007. It was inducted into the SCCA Hall of Fame. In all, Haas owned cars won a total of 147 races with other drivers like, you know, Jackie Stewart, Peter Revson, Brian Redman, Alan Jones, and Paul Tracy. The only thing missing from Haas's record as an IndyCar team owner was a win at the Indianapolis 500. His cars finished second in 85 and 91. So a big loss with the passing of Carl Haas. Hey, if you want to check out all the cool things that are going on around New Mexico, you got to pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. All bunch of great features in there. You can pick up a free copy at any Napa store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Belen, and Socorro. All kinds of great columns, including the Showtime, the Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car. Pick one up today and find out what New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine is a local favorite for over 6 years. Let's go to the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Tonight, the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky at 5:30 on NBC Sports Network for Sprint Cup. IndyCar tomorrow, the Iowa Corn 300 at 3 p.m. on the NBC Sports Network. Formula One, you got Sunday's British Grand Prix at Silverstone. Going on right now, NHRA Route 66 Nationals in Chicago, Illinois. Albuquerque Dragway's got a Yearwood Take It to the Track event. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the New Mexico Mopar Challenge. Matter of fact, give us a call now, 994-1017, 994-1017, and we got 2 free tickets for you to that event. Just give us a call, 994-1017, for 2 tickets to the Yearwood Take It to the Track tonight at 6 p.m. Sandy Motor Speedway got non-wing sprints, mini sprints, A-mods, and streets racing at 6:30 tonight out at Motocross. Sandy MX Series Round 2 today for practice, tomorrow the race at Sandy MX at Moriarty. The 4th Annual Hillbilly Hot Rod and Motorcycle Show is going on at Indian Motorcycle today from 10 to 2, as well as today is the 7th Annual National Collector Car Appreciation Day with a show and shine from 10 to 2. At Mile to Wild. As a matter of fact, we'll have Eric on a little bit later with all the information on that. If you missed any of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, you can check us out at nmmotorsportsreport.com for the podcast. It's also available on demand at 1017theteam.com. You know, like us on Facebook for the New Mexico Motorsports Report, or follow us on Twitter at nmmreport. That's the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. And of course, you know, it's if you want a website and you need a website, I mean, I had the URL for 5 years, finally converted it into a website where you can actually go and listen to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. But I got that done by going to myabqwebsite.com. 81% of consumers research a product online before buying. Does your company need a website? Myabqwebsite.com is here for you. Every second, there are 400,000 Google searches get found online. MyABQWebsite.com, local affordable website development. All right, we've got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 1017 The Team. Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
This is Sam Bregman. I hope you never need a lawyer, but if you do, you want the best one you can find. Call Bregman & Lohman today at 761-5700. We'll stand up and fight for you when you need help the most. If you need to file a suit, battle an insurance company, or you've been injured in a car accident, you want a lawyer by your side who has the courage to stand up and fight for your rights. We're proud to be the lawyers for the people. Call me, Sam Bregman, at 761-5700. Bregman & Lohman will stand up for you.
Every sports bar has TVs, but not everyone has great food. Gecko's Bar and Tapas has been voted Albuquerque's best bar food and best appetizers by the Alibi. Enjoy MLB baseball games all week long on 11 HD TVs. And follow MLS soccer with award-winning food and dog-friendly patios at both locations. Happy hour 4 to 7 every day at Gecko's Bar and Tapas. Two locations, Knob Hill on Central and Academy East of San Mateo.
Do you have a lot of conflict in your relationship? If so, researchers at UNM Health Sciences Center and MRN would like to talk to you. Couples can earn $200 for participating. We are looking for married or cohabitating couples, ages 21 to 45, to participate in a research study examining relationship conflict. The study involves three sessions. You may drink alcohol in one or two sessions. Please call 272-9538 for more information. That's 272-9538.
Napa Auto Parts presents NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Know-How with Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Chase, the guys and I wanted to say welcome to the team, so we pulled our money and got you a new set of wheels for riding around town.
Y'all shouldn't have.
It was our pleasure.
It's, a bicycle.
Why settle for four speeds when you can have 10?
Tune in next time for more Napa Know-How with Chase and Dale Jr.
Welcome to Marcello's Chop House in the beautiful ABQ Uptown Center. Continually recognized as one of the top steakhouses in Albuquerque, we invite you to dine with us and explore our exciting new menu. We feature great chops, the finest steaks, and beautiful wines, all served by our award-winning waitstaff. Plus, enjoy our great wine bar, unique appetizers, and live music with your family and friends at Albuquerque's premier restaurant, Marcello's Chop House, Albuquerque's favorite local steakhouse.
The sun is shining and you hear the road of adventure calling you. Are you making the most of your summer? It's not too late to get a new Indian motorcycle and get your legendary adventure started. Plus, don't miss the V Radio Nashville and Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque 4th Annual Hillbilly Hot Rod and Motorcycle Show, Saturday, July 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, 4509 Alameda Northeast. Be legendary. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we're actually going to get our Formula One expert from ESPN.com on the line this morning. Hey, Tom McKeon, how you doing this morning?
David, I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to talk to you after that. I mean, it's like, what more can Mercedes do to try and destroy their own field than continue to let those two drivers go at it? I mean, what are your thoughts on that final lap last week?
Well, here I was thinking Spain was going to be the definitive moment between the two of them this year.
Right.
And they go and do something like this at Austria. And I was thinking during the middle of the race, you know, this has been a pretty entertaining race, but I just don't know if there's going to be a close finish here. The gap closed and closed and closed, and you could just see it unfolding on that final lap. So exciting. Rosberg was having issues. He was definitely in Hamilton's sights there. And when they made that move, I don't see anything that Rosberg was saying there, because he makes the turn so wide.
Absolutely.
And it's so deliberate. And Hamilton eventually does have to turn. I mean, he was running out of room so quickly. If he doesn't there, he has to go off the circuit, which you're not going to do. And Rosberg knows, like the commentators were saying, if they both crash out like they did in Spain, he doesn't lose any points to Hamilton. And ends up being a 20-point swing because Rosberg finishes fourth. That, so far, probably stands to be the moment of the season for any driver.
Well, and I totally agree. I know drivers, they have a different perspective. I mean, he was a whole half a car ahead of him on the outside. I mean, all he had to do was slip in, take second place. It's a long season. I mean, you know, to say, well, I mean, I need to maintain this point lead. I'm going to take out a teammate, even though I don't agree with that. I don't think that was his intent. To say, well, I have the inside line. Okay, well, you do have the inside line, but the guy also had, you know, a half a car length on you. Then later the reports of, you know, a brake failure and different things like that. Still, you can still turn right, even if your brakes, you know, aren't slowing the car down. There was no brake smoke, you know, there was no tire smoke, there was no anything else there. But I just thought to myself, one, this is not a guy that is focused on a championship as more as beating the only other guy in the field that he has to even compete against. And I mean, on one hand, I appreciate the level of competition and how they want to do. But I mean, how they didn't just like dismantle the team right there. I mean, how many times are they going to have conversations with these guys and settle it out? Because I mean, Niki Lauda even, you know, at times has become quite a defender of Nico Rosberg. Even he came out and said that it was totally on Nico this time.
Yeah, it's I can only imagine Nico driving on that final lap, looking in his mirror, saying, "I'm not this guy again." Like, he's been in the shadow of Hamilton for the entire time they've been teammates. Finally, looking like he's going to shine this season, wins the first four races of the year, championship looks like it's basically Nico's to win. But Monaco was a big turning point. And then, yeah, after the incident in Spain that took them both out, you have to know that there's going to be really little tolerance with making contact. And that's one of the top rules in F1. You're
Absolutely.
Always judged by how you do against your teammate, and don't take you and your teammate out. Like, that's the one thing you can't do.
Yep.
So it was pretty incredible to see it again. I couldn't believe it when it happened, but it was pretty exciting. It's brought the championship back into play for Hamilton. Heck, he's the betting favorite right now.
Absolutely. And I don't know how he couldn't have been. I mean, you know, Rosberg has been on quite a run, but I think he's probably still under the shadow. What are your thoughts on Hamilton being irate over the whole different tire strategy?
Yeah, I can understand that being frustrating because, Austria was repaved, so there's very little data you can use. I mean, it only returned, to the schedule, like, last year. So there's not a lot to go on by that. So you're going to get some different strategies. That can be tough because you feel like you're fighting, you're fighting your bosses a lot of the time. I know one of the reasons why Hamilton left McLaren, because that last season with McLaren was a disaster in the pits. Kept feeling like his team was letting him down when he's giving it everything he can on the track. So I can definitely relate to drivers complaining that the strategy isn't beneficial to them. I mean, for example, like, how mad was Daniel Ricciardo after Monaco when his team let him down in the pits late?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Lost in the race.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes down. But I mean, you, the team is trying, you know, some different things and looking at the data as it's coming in. And now that they can't really communicate and coach, I think that that dynamic between, you know, the driver and the crew decisions probably becomes even more. What I thought was absolutely amazing, though, silently, this story, Max Verstappen. What a season he's put together with Red Bull.
Yeah, this kid is awesome. Ever since he got the job in Spain, I mean, he immediately goes out and wins the race. And get this, in those five races since he switched to Red Bull, He has the third most points in F1. He's behind only Hamilton and Vettel. He has more points than Nico Rosberg since switching teams. That tells you right there. And he just out-qualified Daniel Ricciardo today.
Wow. Yeah, the sky may be the limit for this kid. I mean, if things got bad enough in Mercedes, they don't have to necessarily look too far. Because Red Bull's got, you know, a lot of things going on with their driver issues. Daniel Kvyat, I mean, you know, he's basically destroying a season. Sergio Perez is, you know, also silently done an absolutely amazing job with the hiring of Kimi Raikkonen for another season. It looks like Sergio Perez might still be out there.
He's been excellent. I mean, scoring a podium at Monaco was incredible, especially when you're talking about a team that doesn't have the resources, like a Force India just doesn't have the resources, like the top team. And your team principal, Vijay Malia, really can't leave the United Kingdom right now. Like, that's because he's in so much trouble financially in India. Like, that gives you an idea right there of what they're up against.
Wow.
And Perez has really, really outshined Nico Hülkenberg this year. It's been really impressive. And I always thought before this season that I would give Hülkenberg the edge in terms of talent, but I'm rethinking that now.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, Haas Racing, Roman Grosjean sitting at ninth in points, but with a seventh place finish last week. Absolutely amazing. I still think that fortunately, Formula One's got a lot of other sub-stories that are really much better this year, and yet these two goofballs continue to take all the highlights. And what's your thoughts on the amazing progress of Haas?
One of the things that really is interesting in this is that the start of the year in Australia and China were so good, where Grosjean finishes fifth and sixth. I mean, that right there set the expectations so high, unrealistically high. Even I was thinking, wow, I wonder what he can do this year. And then you get the growing pains. You get a couple races in a row where they don't score points, and you find yourself being disappointed. And then you remember, this team is only, you know, 8-9 races into their career. It's going to take some time. And to score points again last week is great to see. I mean, Grosjean has really, really outshined his teammate, no doubt about it. Gutierrez just hasn't scored a point this year. Grosjean is 28. Like, it's not even close.
Right.
And I understand Gutierrez has been very, very close to very close to the points, finished 11th a couple times, but, you know, there's a clear divide there. But Haas is really fighting their tires. I mean, they have no tires. It's their first season, so they really don't know how the car and the tires are going to work together race to race. So imagine how good they could be in a couple of years once they have this information.
Absolutely. I think they've got all the basic elements, to get it done. Hey, what can we look forward to with the British Grand Prix this weekend?
I hope it's not like a couple years ago where the tires were a huge problem. I'm sure it won't be. But it's already gotten controversial in qualifying. Drivers were told you can't get four tires all the way off the track. And we saw some of their fastest times in qualifying get disallowed, but others were not disallowed, even though, like, a guy like Kimi Raikkonen went all four tires off on his fastest Q2 run, and they still allowed it. So a lot of it, perceived inconsistencies there. I hope it doesn't translate over into the race, but we'll see with penalties, things like that. Hamilton, I mean, looks on top form, and he's extra motivated with his home crowd this week. I hope, you know, it's kind of sad seeing Jenson Button talk about the fact that he had never gotten a podium there, and it means so much for him, would mean so much for him to win there, and then him to struggle in qualifying like he did. It's just, you almost wonder if he'll ever have that chance again to really, really get a win or a podium in front of his home fans there.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Hey, Tom, appreciate you coming in and talking some Formula One this morning.
Anytime. Thanks, man.
All right. That was Tom McKeon. You can follow his writing with ESPN.com. He's a beat writer for Formula One and actually got a new job over there, too. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk about the 7th annual Collector Car Appreciation Day going on today. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is is Kerry Tharp, Senior Director of Communications of Competition for NASCAR. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7, The Team.
Looking for a creative and fresh way to say happy birthday, I love you, or thank you? Don't just say it, send it with Edible Arrangements. Always fresh, our arrangements and gourmet dip fruit boxes are always made to order with the freshest ingredients and handcrafted by our fruit experts. Available for same-day pickup or delivery. Edible Arrangements is the perfect gift. Call in your order at 888-0100. That's 888-0100. 4770 Montgomery Boulevard behind Rock and Brew, west of San Mateo. EdibleArrangements.com.
House of Football is the store where every NFL fan can score. In Albuquerque at Eubank and Candelaria, and also in Rio Rancho on Southern behind Planet Fitness.
You can win tickets to see the Lombardi Lifted next February in Houston, Texas on February 5th. No purchase necessary. Enter today at either House of Football and once daily thereafter.
Serving the community with everything NFL since 1984.
Visit either House of Football in Rio Rancho or Albuquerque.
Or go to houseoffootball.com now.
You know him from Comedy Central and ESPN, Frank Caliendo.
Hey, I could run through everybody if I had to. John Madden.
Hey, here we go.
Here we go. It's going to be a good one.
Little bunny foo-foo, hopping through the forest.
You have a problem.
You're fired.
And now it's time for my final thought.
Here's a guy who just forget the rest of his act.
It would be terrible to be little bunny foo-foo.
Saturday, August 13th, Legends Theater at Route 66 Casino Hotel. Tickets are on sale now. Visit rt66casino.com.
My name is Noah Michelson. I have been a member of NewSenda since before I could talk. I was one or two, and my mom signed me up for one of those accounts, and I've stuck with it all the way through. I definitely use the campus branch a lot. I probably use the mobile app even more. Just between Apple Pay and being able to look through all my accounts, it just gives me that flexibility to bank on the go anywhere. At NewSenda, I'm not just another number in the banking system. I'm a member, and they treat me as such.
NewSenda Credit Union, the power of we. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit NewSenda.org for more stories.
For more than 30 years, J. Walton Automotive has been providing exceptional quality full-service auto repair. Professional, but not a big box shop. Personal, where they know your name, with phenomenal customer service, including a free shuttle service. Now, also the home for Loose Customs. Show quality paint and complete custom builds and restorations, including creative fabrication and high-performance engineering. 9401 Central, just a mile north of either the Wyoming or Eubank Gates for Kirkland Air Force Base. 296-4816. JWaltonAuto.com.
You wouldn't overwater your elephant. It's wasteful, and it's not good for the elephant. For the same reason, you wouldn't overwater your yard. We've done a great job saving water, so let's keep it up and keep watering by the numbers. One day per week in March, 2 days per week in April and May, 3 days per week in the summer, and ramp down in the fall. No sprinklers from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and don't forget to water your trees. That way, Albuquerque and your elephant will have plenty of water and plenty of trees for years to come. A message from the Water Authority.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. If you're looking to get some great auto work done, customization, make sure you check out Loose Customs. For more than 30 years, J. Walton Automotive has been providing exceptional quality full-service auto repair, professional, not a big-box shop, personal, where they know your name, phenomenal customer service, including a free shuttle service, and now the home of Loose Custom. Show quality paint, complete custom builds and restoration, including creative fabrication, high-performance engineering. 9401 Central, just a mile north of either the Wyoming
or the Eubank Gates for Kirtland Air Force Base, jwaltonauto.com, and also check out Luce Customs on Facebook, L-U-C-E Customs. And, of course, you know, today is the 7th Annual National Collector Car Appreciation, and a great event going on over at Mild to Wild from 10 to 2. We've got a show and shine. And joining us from Mild to Wild is Eric Koss. How you doing this morning, Eric?
Good. How you doing, David?
I'm doing fantastic. Going to roll by your place a little bit later. But I first wanted to start off by letting people know that Mild to Wild has a new location. Whereabouts are you guys now located?
We are now located at 324 Industrial Avenue Northeast.
Okay.
It's on the west side of Edis between Candelaria and Griegos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know right where that kind of commercial area is. And so yeah. when are the cars going to start gathering today?
We've got cars showing up already. When it comes to this show, this is our 7th year doing it.
Yeah.
The veterans that show up don't mess around. They get here early, so they get a good spot.
Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of cars do you think are going to be showing up today?
This event, it's Collector Car Appreciation Day. So everybody's invited, from imports, domestics, lowriders, tuners, 4x4s. We're recognizing a National Collector Car Appreciation Day.
Awesome.
We're trying to promote the whole automotive industry.
Yep.
So it's a show for everybody.
So if you drive it or you collect it or you anything in regards to that, this is a celebration you want to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So guys, 7th annual. I can't believe that it's been going on this long, and yet that it's only the 7th annual. I mean, you know, since the advent of the car, I mean, all the way back to the Model T. I mean, people have been tricking them out and enjoying. What kind of projects you got going on right now?
We have various projects. We do right now. We have some engine swaps and the classic cars, the fuel injection. We're doing some restoration work. We have everything just like the name, from Mild to Wild. So our shop always changes in what we're working on.
Yeah, well, that's got to be fun, because I know some of the projects are multi-year projects. Some of them are kind of short, but it's kind of neat how so many different things. And you've got to have seen a tremendous change in the industry in the years that you've been doing it. I mean, how long has Mild to Wild been around?
There's been some changes in the whole company. Our family has been in this business for 22 years.
Yeah.
My dad retired last year, which was Mild to Wild Classics.
Ah, okay.
So basically, I'm carrying on the whole car genre under a new name, similar name of Mild to Wild Incorporated. So we're going to try and keep this car history alive in Albuquerque as long as we can. So... And there has been some growth changes, like I said. My brother has a parts store in Rio Rancho over off of Stephanie Road. And then we have the fabrication, paint, and mechanical down here in the valley with a little bit of a parts area to try and, you know, help people in this area.
What do you think is the biggest struggle that you know, people in your industry have, you know, trying to keep it going and trying to keep it new and fresh?
Well, that is the whole struggle, is trying to keep it alive. We're doing everything we possibly can. That's why we, you know, this day, you know, we got to thank SEMA, you know, Mr. Tester and Mr. Burr, the U.S. Senate, that go there and fight against all these clean air and EPA laws and all these things that they're trying to squash in our industry. So that's why, you know, this day, to me, is very important, and to a lot of the car enthusiasts, is we're trying to keep this core group together so it'll grow and it won't just fade away.
Wow, and I know that there's been major attacks, you know, from the EPA.
Yeah.
You know, basically, I mean, we've talked, you know, probably a couple of times already this year about, you know, I mean, street legal race cars, you know, that this type of thing. I mean, they are building them on the production line and coming out, you know, with 700, 800 horsepower, which... you know, is a race car, but yet it doesn't have, like, when you take it to the track and you have the fuel safe and the roll cage and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, it's like they're talking out of, you know, both sides of their mouth, and who does it benefit but the major car dealers and the new car dealers. So I mean, talk about probably, you know, maybe one of the craziest builds you've had to do.
Oh, craziest? Jeez, they're all, you know, custom and crazy in their own ways. Like, so we do everything from show cars to suspension and chassis upgrades on classic cars. So,
yeah.
Well, gosh, Dave, that's a hard question to answer.
Well, I thought the strangest thing was that huge you know, truck that you had in there. I don't even know if that was a semi or what that was. And I thought, man, what are you going to do with that thing?
Yeah, that was called a heavy equipment transporter.
Okay.
That was a M1070 HET. It was an old military vehicle that we converted into a utility vehicle for a person that has a ranch in northern New Mexico, so they can go pull in their buffalo and wild animals on their ranch when they take out people to go hunt on them.
Wow.
So yeah, we do everything from street cars to any facet of off-road.
All right, so one more time, tell us what's going on today.
So today is Collector Car Appreciation Day, and again, it is open to all venues, from foreign, domestic, street cars, you know, race cars, anything that's basically a collector car. We're trying to get together so we can keep this culture alive. And I would love to see the support from all sorts of clubs and individuals, because this show should be huge. We should be holding this thing at the Balloon Fiesta Park or the fairgrounds and really make this a huge day or a weekend, if that's the case.
Yeah. Well, maybe, I'm sure you're going to have a great turnout, but maybe we should talk more about that in the future. See if,
yes.
And maybe we could just make this even a, you know, like a club gathering. But 324 Industrial Avenue. It's on just off of Edith, between Griegos and Candelaria, going on 10 to 2, showing a shine. Hey, Eric, thank you for coming on this morning.
Thanks a lot, David, and we'll keep an eye out for you. See you here later.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right, that was Eric Koss with Mile to Wild, of course, 7th Annual National Collector Car Appreciation Day going on over at Mile to Wild. 324 Industrial, from 10 to 2 with a show and shine. Come by, hang out, show your car, or just, you know, come by and show some appreciation for the industry. Force Caps Gray Smith, a lead opening day of qualifying on Route 66. Force, a two-time winner this season, celebrated her 30th birthday by posting the fourth quickest top fuel elapsed time in history, a track record of 3.692 seconds. At 325.69 in her Monster Energy Dragster, got that done. Series leader Doug Collada, a three-time winner this season, qualified second in his MacTool Dragster with a 3.732 and a track record speed of 330.55. Sean Langdon, who enters this event riding a two-race winning streak, was third in his Dragster with a 3.739 at 327.19. It's going to be quite a battle this weekend. Ron Capps, who has won three of the last four races and earned the number one qualifying position this season in Funny Car, continued his red-hot trend by covering the distance of a track record 3.88 at 328.78 in his Napa Auto Parts Dodge Charger RT. If you're thinking about drag racing, there's no way you can think about that and not think about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the gearhead haven. Yearwood Performance has given you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it, all kinds of great stuff. Torco fuel available, ready to go in convenient and safe containers. Check them out on the website, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco, or on the east side, 321 Eubanks. Matter of fact, give us a call right now, 994-1017, 994-1017. We got two tickets for you to go out, check out the Yearwood ticket to the track this evening. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Check them out, yearwoodperformance.com. We've got a whole lot more coming up, so stay tuned. We're going to be talking some NASCAR on the other side. And actually, we're going to be joined by Jeff Bodine. That's right, Jeff Bodine in Winner's Circles last night, handing out some trophies. He's going to be joining us. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Lobo Coach Ray Birmingham. I want to tell you about a team that will take your business's conference room to the next level. Advanced Presentation Systems. Rick Siegel and his crew are the official audio-video partners for the Lobos, and he will treat you like a champion, too. Your conference room will present success, presentations will be easy, wireless with HD quality. Call Lobo supporter Rick Siegel at Advanced Presentation Systems and let them help you present success. 821-5515. 821-5515.
Riverside Funeral Home is a fully licensed, locally owned funeral home serving New Mexico for over 20 years. Two caring locations to serve you and your loved ones' final wishes and budget. Funerals, cremations, pre-planning, and pet cremations. When you need to talk to a kind and caring person who can help guide you through the process, call 764-9663, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Riverside Funeral Home, providing families with the best quality services at the most affordable prices. RiversideFunerals.com. Affordable dignity.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the Southwest hot rod scene. Yearwood Performance is the expert, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories. Everything you need all in one place. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance. 341 Eubank just south of I-40 and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road across from Costco on the west side. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Janice Lucero from MVD Express. And that would be the parent of a teenage soon-to-be driver. Thanks to MVD Express, one part that isn't scary is the graduated licensing. From the written test through the three P's, permit, provisional, and permanent licenses. MVD Express makes the process easy. So take some of the drama out of teen driving. Some of it.
MVD Express, you can get done, get done.
Not all MVD stores are created equal. Look for the big green sign. 11 locations, including Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Alameda, and Los Lunas.
Napa Auto Parts presents NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Know-How with Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
In order to enter a Sprint Cup driver's meeting, all rookies must learn the secret handshake.
How does that go again?
Follow me. All right, you got it?
Yeah, but now everyone else knows it.
We're on radio, Chase. Radio. They can't see anything.
Tune in next time for more Napa Know-How with Chase and Dale Jr.
Do you need a sign by tomorrow? You're in luck. Signs by Tomorrow is here to help. Professional and courteous service, and by tomorrow at no charge in most cases. Message, design, and budget are their focus, helping people with what they need. Signs by Tomorrow for vehicle graphics and lettering, no problem. Promotional signage and feather banners, easy. If you would have called yesterday, your sign would be ready now. Signs by Tomorrow at 1605 Wantabo, just south of Indian School. Your solution provider, Signs by Tomorrow. 275-9090.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 1172. I'm going to give you all a secret out there. You want to get on the air? Bring the host a breakfast burrito. That's what Dominic Aragon did this morning. Hey, Dom, welcome into the studio, man. I mean, you've been kind of a world traveler. We caught up with you a couple of tracks. I mean, how are things going over at theracingexperts.com?
Hey, David, doing really great. You know, this year's been a really great year. We've continued having Jeff Bodine as our driver analyst, so that's been a plus, as always, to have that voice and have that expertise come in, still be a part of the team, and then the addition of Stanley Creekmore. People may know Stan. He's worked for the National Speed Sports Magazine. He's worked, I think, he had a stint with ESPN, the network. So Stan knows what he's talking about. He's been with the sport, covering it at least 35 years. So the addition of all these people, and people keep coming back, it's definitely been a great year with the Racing Experts.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to get Jeff on here in just a minute. But first off, I want to tell you, I mean, you know, congratulations, one, on graduating UNM. You got that thing done. What you've been able to put together in the transition with the RacingExperts.com. And now you got a position over at KOB. So I mean, maybe working towards being in front of the camera eventually. I mean, talk a little bit about how the KOB thing came together and what you might be doing with that.
Sure, absolutely. I got a phone call a few weeks back from who is my boss, Johnny Chandler, about coming in for an interview. We did the interview on that Monday, and they offered me the job on the spot there. So that was quite an honor to get that, and then just being there and kind of going into training the last week. And seeing everybody and just seeing how genuine everyone is in that environment and hearing how people have been here X amount of years, 10 plus years, 15 plus years. It really is like a family environment, and they've really welcomed me on board. And truly, it's kind of like how you and I go to the NASCAR Media Center.
Right.
And there's all these people that are willing to help you, and it's the exact same there at KOB. Everyone's there willing to help. We're kind of a family away from our family. So it's they've definitely made me feel welcome there, my transition.
Awesome. Well, congratulations with that. And now we're going to get to actually Jeff Bodine on the line. How you doing this morning, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys. Doing great. It's a beautiful day over here in Louisville, Kentucky, and getting ready to go to a Speedway, Kentucky Speedway tonight. Of course, we've been there the last two nights in Victory Lane with the winners.
Yeah.
Giving the winners a beautiful Crosley jukebox. And that's been a great event. A lot of interest. Race drivers, all the drivers over there, they want to win the race because they want that jukebox. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was watching the telecast last night with Kyle Busch in Victory Lane. Big Smile doesn't have one of those jukeboxes, and it looked pretty excited. I mean, tell a little bit about how that kind of all came together with Crosley.
Well, I've raced a long while, and I've won quite a few of those grandfather clocks at Martinsville. And, we were just talking about all that, and they were talking about getting involved with Speedway here, Kentucky Speedway. And I said, grandfather clocks are beautiful. Trophies are beautiful. But,
right.
They just kind of sit there, and the clock tick-tocks, and tells you time, which is great, and it's beautiful, and it's a great trophy. But I said, a jukebox would be even better because it lights up, plug it in, push a button, it actually talks to you, it sings and makes music and gets you happy and you dance, and it's a lot of fun, and it's something you can actually use in your home or wherever you put it. And Bola Massis, all his folks at Crosley, they put this deal together with the Speedway over here, and so now that's really one of the most wanted trophies in all of NASCAR. They come here and they say, we want to get in Victory Lane. We want to get that jukebox.
Absolutely. So, and Jeff, a lot of people may not even know that you work with Bo and Bola Mastis, who owned an ARCA race team for a few years. So talk about that relationship and how that's kind of changed over the last few years and as of recent.
Yeah, that's been a great, a lot of fun working with Bola Massis in the ARCA series, seeing that team, seeing him grow as a driver. But he's a pretty busy guy. He's got a lot going on with Crosley Brands and all the business opportunities he has. And so he's cut back his racing a little bit to take care of his business side, which is pretty darn important. So we haven't raced the last few races, and we're not really sure what the future is with that ARCA series, because business has to come first, and promoting. They produce more than just jukeboxes, record players, radios. They'll cross the yesterday, today, and tomorrow theme. It's the retro look, but with the new technology in it, and indoor, outdoor furniture. Of course, jukeboxes. I mean, go on Crosley.com. You can look at all that stuff, and I have plenty of the outdoor furniture and indoor stuff at my home in Florida, and it's just absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, and we enjoy it. And so we enjoy being a part of that. And the racing was fun and great, but actually, the business side is something I really enjoy also.
Well, that's what it's kind of funny you had mentioned that, because that's kind of you do the racing for the love, but then there is a life after racing, and we definitely appreciate your Jeff's Jeff's notes involved with the racingexerts.com. But also, I was curious, I mean, you talk about, you know, kind of with the jukebox and how it's got, you know, that retro look, but it's got, you know, basically new technology in it. NASCAR is very similar in that. I mean, the stock car kind of still kind of looks the same, if you will, but all this new technology. What are your thoughts on, you know, maybe a compare and contrast with racing during your era and the modern chase format?
Yeah, you know, back in my era, but it sounds like I'm old. I guess I am. But, you know, the 80s and 90s, the race cars, especially in the 80s, looked like street cars.
Right.
but as things changed, you know, we all wanted to go faster, and the cars kept getting a little more aerodynamic, and they eventually looked like an elephant that sat on a hood. They were so angled and sloped down, and you couldn't tell one brand from the other. But NASCAR has taken many steps backward to get that original look of a car, of a
right.
Chevrolet, Ford, or Toyota, back on the racetracks. And they've done really accomplished that. The cars do look a lot better. They're not spaceship looking. And so, but like you just said, they have all the modern stuff in them, which is great because the safety is the main concern of NASCAR and of all the drivers, of course, the crews. So they have a really great seat. They've moved the cars are actually bigger inside, so there's more room. If the car gets in crash, the driver, you know, is less likely to get crushed because the cars used to get really small inside. For a guy like myself, it wasn't too concerning because I'm a little guy, but for a big guy, I mean, their heads were hitting the roofs and the roll bars. It was really pretty dangerous for a while, but they've improved that. Of course, the construction of the cars are better. And you know, everything is so much better today than it was back in the early days of NASCAR, and that's a good thing. But then you look underneath the front end, the engines, the suspension, and I mean, that's the latest, greatest stuff, the brakes. Everything is so much better than it was back, like you said, in my heyday.
Absolutely.
And it almost makes me want to get back out there and race. I was standing in Victory Lane last night with Kyle, and of course, Bo Lamassis was in there, and our folks with the jukebox, and all the excitement, and the champagne sprayed all over everybody, the confetti blowing off, the pitchers, the flash bulbs going off, and I looked at Bo and said, man, I wish I was still out there racing. This is a lot of fun.
It's like, hey, Bo, you got any more money? Jeff, really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and Dominic has done such a great job with his career and his life, and his career just getting started, so that's exciting to be to know this young man, and have got to meet him. And Racing Experts is a lot of fun and very informative. So and he's got a lot going on, and so we enjoy getting on with him, and of course with you anytime. And for sure, if you're watching race tonight, you'll see us in Victory Lane again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Presenting the hardware, not receiving it. But if you want to receive the hardware, just like Kyle Busch or any of these racers or anything else, just go on to Crosley.com and look at all the products. It's amazing what's out there and what you can get. And you order it online if you want, and they send it to your house, and you just take it out and start enjoying it.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Jeff. We really appreciate you coming on the show. That was Jeff Bodine, and there's a perfect example of a pitch man. I mean, did you notice how, you know, he kept coming back to the product? But we only got about a minute, you know, left. And so, unfortunately, you know, I was going to talk to you a little bit about Tony Stewart. I mean, Tony Stewart, I mean, making it in now. What are your thoughts? I mean, kind of who's maybe on the outside do you think that still might make it in?
Sure. Well, you take a look at somebody like an A.J. Allmendinger, and you look at Watkins Glen from 2 years ago. Allmendinger was 23rd in points before that race, and he and Marcus Ambrose ended up battling. They ended up making the chase after he won that race. And you look at someone like a Greg Biffle, who could win at Michigan, or a Ricky Stenhouse, who was phenomenal at Bristol statistically. There's still some drivers on the outside that could bump someone like a Ryan Newman or Dale Earnhardt Jr. from the chase.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Dominic. Sorry to cut you so short, but catch us next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national stage.